This is All Things Considered. I'm Craig Johnson. 50 years ago today, a Saturn V rocket was launched from Florida, sending astronauts Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins on their way to the moon. WPSU's Christine Allen spoke with a Penn State professor who worked with NASA on that historic launch.
It was the morning of July 16, 1969. Legendary CBS anchorman Walter Cronkite was in a Florida studio near the launch site bright and early. The Saturn V rocket stood next to the launch tower on the screen behind him.
At 9:32 a.m. Eastern Time, that huge 36-story high launch vehicle is scheduled to thunder to life, pushing the astronauts into temporary orbit around the Earth. 2.5 hours later, another rocket burn will send the spacecraft on its way to the moon.
Well, the night before the launch, we spent testing everything on Apollo 11.
Denny Gioia is professor of management in Penn State's Smill College of Business, but his bachelor's degree was in engineering. At the age of 22, while working for Boeing, he was assigned to work with NASA on the Apollo program, and he was there at the launch site in Florida on the day Apollo 11 soared into space.
But I had gone home around midnight because they told us to go home. Well, that was ridiculous. You just couldn't go to sleep. So I, in the middle of the night sometime, I headed back to Cape Kennedy just to see what was going on. It was just a beehive of activity.
Launch operations manager Paul Donner reports go for launch.
Gioia had been assigned to Apollo 12, so he was part of the backup team for Apollo 11. That meant he did not have to stay inside a building called the firing room with the launch team.
That was a good thing. I was lucky because I could be outside and experience the launch. And the closest anybody was allowed, besides the rescue team and the astronauts themselves, was 3.1 miles away. So a lot of us, along with a lot of muckety-mucks, VIPs, were standing between the vehicle assembly building and the launch pad.
1-0, all engine running. Liftoff, we have a liftoff, 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Saturn generates 7.5 million pounds of thrust to lift a 6.4 million pound vehicle off the ground. It's a controlled explosion. And then the ground was shaking. It's like an earthquake, and that's what it felt like through your feet.
Building's shaking. We're getting that buffeting we've become used to.
I was standing 3 miles away with a camera on a tripod, telephoto lens, and I had not been warned about the shockwave. And it rolled in from the launch pad and began to vibrate me, so I had trouble holding the tripod still. What I didn't realize was that I had positioned myself between the launch pad and the vehicle assembly building. The shockwave hit the VAB and bounced off, came back and got me from the other side. It was a struggle.
What a moment. Man on the way to the moon.
And this historic flight would be a resounding success. Less than 5 days later, on July 20th, 1969, a human being would, for the first time, set foot on another world. I'm Christine Allen, WPSU.